Come on and let's just give God praise. This is not an ordinary Monday for you. It's not an ordinary Monday for me. It's not an ordinary Monday for our nation. But despite that fact, the truth remains that God is still in charge. God is still in control, and God is still sovereign. That alone ought to make you give God praise, because your assurance is not in you. It's not in me. But it remains in the power of God. Come on and just give God praise wherever you are right now. Just tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, God, for bringing us through the weekend. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Just begin to thank him. For those of you who are tuned in online and for those of you who are tuned in via phone, always know that the lines are muted. I can't hear you, but God can hear you this morning. Just begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. A fresh word to take you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, success, and empowerment in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a powerful word for you today. We are in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8. Again, that's Philippians. We're in the New Testament, chapter 4, verse 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay tuned in and connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Remember, Daily Fire is only 15 minutes. It's a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then we end by assigning you your task for today. If you're unable to call in live at 7 a.m., follow Daily Fire so you will receive the recording text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern so you don't miss your fresh word. Follow by texting the message or letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which even includes today's teaching. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, in addition to my itinerary, videos of me preaching sermons, your ability to contact me, to send your prayer requests and testimonies. All of this is on rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I, that's S as in Sam, .org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, reading from the KJV. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Listen to that again. Finally, in other words, ultimately, brothers and sisters, brethren, whatsoever things are true, in the midst of the situation, whatever you can find in there that holds true, such as there's nothing too hard for God, that holds true, such as, is there anything too hard for God? That holds true. Such as we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. That holds true. Whatsoever things are honest, In other words, whatsoever things can stand the test of time, that can pass the polygraph of time, that stands, to be honest, no matter how you slice it or dice it, or who argues that thing. God will never leave us or forsake us, for instance. Whatsoever things are just, you know, those things which are the right thing to do, the right way to treat people. Whatsoever things are pure, those things that emanate from a place of a good intent. Whatsoever things are lovely, those things that make you smile. Those things that are good to discuss and reflect on, as opposed to every bitter situation, every nasty situation, every toxic thing, every curse instead of every blessing. Whatsoever things are of good report, something that you can tell someone and it brings about the goodness. You know, the gospel teaches us, behold, how sweet and how lovely, right? Are the feet of those who come in and bring good tidings. If there be any virtue, if you can find anything good in it, and if there be any praise, anything worth praising about, think on, reflect on, encompass your mind with these things. Come on and give God praise this morning. Our topic for today is it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we know that we're dealing with the pandemic of corona. And it is really the coronavirus, COVID-19. It has really caused our nation to be in such a position that all we hear every day is negative news. Negative Nancy, Debbie Downer, Jaded Jack. Type of information, no matter what channel you turn on for the news, it's to let you know how many people have died, how many people are dying, how many people have contracted the virus, how many people are on lockdown. In other words, there's never any good report. There's never any praise. And it has gotten us to such a point that we can't even think about the good things that God has done despite this situation. It is all about perspective. See, perspective is how you view a situation. Perspective is how I view a situation. Now, perspective is not saying that you don't pay attention to the science. Perspective is not saying that you don't pay attention to the facts. You see, the science is that the coronavirus has the ability to kill quickly, and it does. The science is that the coronavirus is lethal. The science is that it spreads quickly, and we have seen that. That is why it is a pandemic. The science is that you should be utilizing appropriate protective measures. You should be self-isolating as much as possible, staying at home unless going out is necessary, self-distancing when you're going out. In other words, trying to keep at least 6 feet between you and everyone else. That is the science, that you should wash your hands as often as possible, 20 seconds at least to wash your hands. That is the science. And so those are the facts of the situation, and you should govern yourself accordingly. But the truth is that God is still in control. The truth is there is nothing impossible for God, as the Bible teaches us in Luke 1:37. The truth is there is nothing too hard for God, as the Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 32:17. So because you are a Christian and you have the mind of Christ, which means that you believe in Christ, then your perspective is, I see the facts and I govern myself accordingly. I see the science and I govern myself accordingly. But I still maintain my faith and I govern my speaking accordingly. I govern what I believe accordingly. I govern what I think on accordingly, because my perspective midst of it, God is going to resolve this situation. Come on and just give him praise wherever you are right now. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. This is about you and God. Just begin to tell him, God, I believe this is in your hands. Tell him again, God, I believe this is in your hands, and you will work it out. Now in Philippians 4, Paul is talking, and he begins to tell us how our perspective should be in life. Find the good. Make a conscious decision to find the good in every situation. See, some of you are complaining, and we're about to go into prayer, about having to be at home and work from home. But I guarantee you that the bartenders and the people who work in restaurants, the servers, and all the people whose job sent them home without inability to work from home, without the ability to get a paycheck, wish they could be in your shoes right now. Some of you are complaining about having to be at home with your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, those school-aged children. But I guarantee you, the parents whose children have passed away, the parents whose children are incarcerated, the parents whose children are out there in the streets on drugs and they cannot find them, or the woman who could never bear children, wish they were in your shoes right now. Some of you are complaining about losing a few hours or a few weeks' money worth of work, but I guarantee you, the person who is bankrupt, the person whose rights were turned out before this happened because they had no money, wishes they could be sitting in your house with the lights on, just worrying about how will I pay it instead of I couldn't pay it. It is all about perspective, all about how you view things. What will you do with this time? What will you do? You've been saying that I wish I had time to clean the house. I wish I had time to exercise. I wish I had time to write a book. I wish I had time to spend more time with my children. I wish I had time. I wish I had time. You have the time now. It's all about perspective. What will you do with your time? Will you choose to find the virtues? Will you choose to find the praise? Will you choose to spend more time with the Lord? Will you choose to spend more time in your word? Hallelujah! It's all about perspective. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus! Come on and tell him hallelujah. Wherever you are, hallelujah is the highest praise. Come on and tell God hallelujah. Tell him thank you. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. Father, we come repenting today. We have not found the virtue. We have not found the praise. We've been complaining about this situation. We have forgotten that the truth remains that no matter what happens, no matter what approaches us, no matter what comes into our atmosphere, you are still sovereign. You have the ultimate jurisdiction over this earth, over our lives. What you do is irreversible. There is no court higher than you. So God, we ask forgiveness today. Glory. We ask forgiveness, God. We have forgotten who you are. Because instead of spending this time to think on those things, Father, that bring about the virtue and the praise, those things that are true and honest and just and pure, those things that are lovely and of good report, we've been complaining, we've been bitter, we've been nasty, we've been gossiping, we've just been walking around forgetting about you. Oh, Lord, we're sorry. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord, and have mercy. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. God, that you bless them, Father, that you bless them, Lord, that you bless them going in and bless them coming out, that you open doors and make ways, that you save, sanctify, deliver, heal, set free. Father, that you be a wheel in the middle of a wheel, that you answer every need, that you answer every need, that you answer every need, touching their homes and touching their minds, touching their bodies, touching on their jobs, touching their neighborhoods. Do what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. Amen. Come on and give God praise. Wherever you are, give him praise as I prepare to give the altar call and end with your task for today. Just keep thanking him. Bring the praise into your atmosphere. Bring the good report into your atmosphere. You know what God has been doing. Just begin to call it out by name and tell God, I thank you. Nobody can hear you but Jesus. Tell him I thank you. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been only worrying, for those of you who have only been listening in and tuning in for all of the bad news, but have not been giving God actual praise time every day, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I won't be a negative Nancy. I won't be a jaded Jack. But I will think on those things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are good report, that have virtue, that cause me to praise you. I have the victory. I have the victory, and my whole house has the victory in your name. Amen, amen. Come on and give God praise. Welcome to the family of Christ. And if you rededicated your life, welcome home. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church, that you're plugged in so that the devil will not have your mind. And I don't mind, it's the devil's workshop. Make sure you're tuning in with me, because spending time with God is how you stay saved. Monday through Friday, live at 7 a.m. Eastern. Now, our topic for today is it's all about perspective. Your task for today is to change your mind to think on the good. If you will change your mind, it will change your attitude. If you change your attitude, it will change what you speak and what you allow others to speak around you. If you change what you speak, you will change your whole atmosphere. And if you change your atmosphere, you'll change your life. So change your confessions today. No matter what Satan brings, tell him, I'm going to find the virtue and I'm going to find the praise and give it to God. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Jesus will fix it.
If you've ever had a little trouble in your life, I don't know whether you've had any trouble in your life, but there's a little song that says, little old song we decided to do. The words said, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Huh? And the song goes on to say, I laid awake at night. But that's all right. Why? Jesus will fix it.
Trouble in my way.
Trouble in my way.
I had to cry sometimes. Oh, the trouble
in my way.
I had to cry sometimes.